No ladies there. Samach Gimel, Simon Samach Gimel. Sefalef, Simon Samach Gimel Sefalef. Vilchus Kriyashma, Simon Samach Gimel Sefalef. How one should be positioned by Kriyashma. So, we start off from the base of the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that Beis Shammai say that Uvishoch B'chol V'kumecha refers to how a person should be positioned by Kriyashma, that at night he should be sitting down, and at day he should be standing, and he says Kriyashma. But we paskin not like that. We paskin it refers to, of course, the time when Kriyashma is said, but Kori Kedarko, standing, sitting, walking. Kori also Mahalech, he could be walking, or Omed, or Shochev, or Rochad al Gabe Behema, or Yoshev. So there's two exceptions to this, really. One, the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, Yusuf Katan Aleph, Mahalech Hayim Lekamam Yusuf Gimel, that you should not be Mahalech for the first Pasuk. The first Pasuk, which requires the intensity of Kavanah, so you shouldn't be walking when you're saying the first Pasuk. So for the first Pasuk, you have to be standing still, because that, without that, you can't be Mechavan as much as you're supposed to. That's number one. Number two is really, and this is not really spoken out, but it's pushed by me, there's a din of Kriyas Aroi, that you're not supposed to say Kriyas Aroi when you're doing something else. And that refers, it's not a point of Kavanah. The Kavanah is only in the first Pasuk, to the Eved. But there's something called Kriyas Aroi that applies to the whole first Parsha and the whole second Parsha. At least the first two Parshas, Parshios, that you can't be doing something else. It's a Kriya, so very, a casual Kriya, like an afterthought. If you're Mahalech, it's poshut by me that many times a person's Mahalech, he's like, what the Mahalech here means is that while you're walking, you can say Kriya Shema, but that's if the walking doesn't occupy, it's not something you're doing. You're on autopilot. So you could be walking. Even then, for the first Pasuk, you have to stop. But if you're walking somewhere, let's say, or you, like, if the walking entails doing something, you're going somewhere, and you're focused on your walking, it's what you're doing, then the Kriya would be a Kriya Saroi. And he's talking about a Mahalik that's autopilot. But if you're concentrating on your walking, like, as you are when you're doing something, then it's poshut by me that you can't read it when you're Mahalik. That would be Kriya Saroi. Walking is no different than doing anything else. But usually, it just means, you know, you're walking. I'm like I say, on autopilot. Okay. So that's the din. This din paskins like Beis Hillel. That's the point of the first part of the Mechaber. Avaloi prakdon. That's a Gemara. And there's two definitions of prakdon in the Rishonim, and the Mechaber paskins both. The Hainu Shapono of Tuchos Pekarka, he's face down. O Mushlach Al Gabu Pono of Lamala, face up. Now, the Gemara, so the reason that's a problem is it's called Derech Gaiva. It's not a, at some point, even though you could say Kriyat Shema while you're walking or standing or sitting or driving on a behemoth or whatever, but at some point you cross over the line and it's called Derech Gava, as the Mishnah Berurah calls it, the Rishonim call it that, Derech Sroor of a Gava. Like, you're too good for the Kriyat Shema. Like, so, apparently in that position of laying face down or laying face up, that's already too much. It's a total stira to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. And then that, he stepped over the line. Now the Gemara asks a kasha, that you never, what it has nothing to do with Kriyashma, is a hakkadah not to lay like that at all. For reasons of chimum, you could be niskasha, it's a genai, it doesn't look nice, it could be niskasha, or there'll be chimum, you will cause zero levatola, either face down or face up, for various reasons might have that effect. So you're never allowed to lay like that. So what's special about Kriyashma? So the Gemara gives different terutzim, and as we now go through the Mechaber, Ramah, and Mishnah Brura, it will be reflective of how different Rishonim learn the Gemara's Teretz. So let's see. So first the Mechaber says the basic din, you can't read the Kriya Shema face down or face up. Avol Korei V'Hushokev Al Tzido, but you could read Kriya Shema when you're laying on your side. That means totally on your side. Hagdor, but then the Ramah says that even that is only a bidyevet, even on your side. So that's one who kimped in the Gemara, according to some Rishonim. That it's talking about on your side, and still there's a hakpada not to say Kriya Shema like that, unless it's absolutely necessary. Hagol me'achar shekvar shochev dikatir chalamo. You know, it's even the head there of reading on your side, laying down, and you're totally on your side, is only b'di'eved, because shekvar shochev dikatir chalamo, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's talking about shekvar shochev with his clothing off, and he would have to be lobacious clothing again. He's covered by the cover, and if he would get up, he would have to get dressed again. How he deals with libo roes erva, I'm not sure. Maybe he's wearing a belt of sorts. I don't know. But that's the case. That's the tircha lamo, the Mishnah Berurah explains. So it's like a heavy tircha. Okay. Then we learn, v'moya ba'al bosor harbe, v'ena yochol etzapech al tzido, it's hard for him to lay on his side. Or he has no strength, because that takes effort, and it takes, I guess, a muscular exertion to stay balanced on your side. Note the ma'at letzido v'kore. So you could, you know, there's something that's in the middle. It's not total parkadon, but it's not on your side. It's parkadon with note the ma'at letzido. Just imagine exactly how it is. You're not mamish flat or mamish prone, but you're not laying on your side either. Something in the middle. So that's okay, b'shas hadchak. That's b'shas hadchak. So we have, and again, it's a little complicated, but it's based on the understanding in the Gemara, in the Gemara's Teretz. That's what I'm explaining. So, again, what do we have here? We have, the Mechaber says it's okay to read it on, forget the Ramah for a moment. But that's really, it's a machlokas, because it's based on understanding the Gemara. So the Mechaber says it's okay, mamish, to read it on your side, and in a case of great necessity, so the parkadon's okay if you at least mate litzad a little. The Ramah says that even laying mamish on your side is only b'di'evit, in a case of necessity. Then he would agree, I guess, in a case of great necessity. No, not necessity. In the case of tircha, he said you don't have to, but the evid, it's okay like this. If it's a tircha, you have to get dressed to get in the light.
Could
you
be mechalik between Kriyashma
and I would assume so. I don't think you have to have the hakpada. It was by Kriyashma Shalamita, you only have the hakpada of a regular person, not laying parkadon. It's a Ganai, but there's no Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim there, so I would imagine there's no Akpada. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Kori also Mahalach Hayim, the comments of Gimel, that you can't be Mahalach for the first Pasuk. Prakdon includes Fafilu Mutta Ma'at Al Tzido Gam Kein Osur. I guess the Mishnah Berurah learns it's not a Machlaikas Mechava Ramak. I guess. I guess he's learning that the Ramah is interpreting the Mechaber, because of what he says. Without lechatchila, so that's already incorporating the Ramah's point. Okay. Then they shenirek imakabel olav malchus shemayim derech sora v'gaba. Then the Ramah says the reason Shochev, no, Vafilu Mutu Mad Al Tzido has nothing to do with the Ramah. I'm sorry, that's Mamna Shochev Al Tzido. What the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Beis is reflective of what the Mechaber goes on to say, that if you're Chole or you're Balbosor, then Nota Ma'at Al Tzido V'Kore. But Lechatchil, you shouldn't be Nota Ma'at Al Tzido V'Kore, obviously. So the Mishnah Berurah is just speaking out the clear implication of the Shulchan Aruch itself, that it's only Bishas Adchak that you could be note ma'at letzido v'korei. I guess your point is a very good one, that how nogea is this to us, and it's only nogea by Kriyash Mashallah Mita. But sometimes people are being yotzer with Kriyash Mashallah Mita if they daven Ma'ariv early and they have in mind to read it again. So then it would be nogea. But I guess that's why you asked the question, because that's when the relevance of this would be more nogea. Well, maybe if you're davening Ma'ariv in an easy chair, like laying down. Shekvar Shochev, Sifkot and Gimel, Mamish on your side, the Ramah says, is only B'di'evid, but Talomar Poshet Palmasha Olav, that's the point. He already is undressed. He's covered with the blanket, with a sheet, with a blanket, that's how he's going to say Kriyash Manel. Vika Torech Lamot V'lachso V'lovsham. Avalim Shochet B'chalukal, and it's just a question of getting up from laying down, then Sarach Lamo. That's not considered so big a tircha. Vayim Bir Alocha. He already talks about the Machlokas Rishonim that I spoke about before. That some hold Mamash on your side is not a problem at all, but he says you have to be Machmer like the Ramah. That even Mamash on your side is only B'di'evit. Okay, v'moya bal boso harbi ben yochel esapach al tzido, avalam yochel esapach al tzido, afilu rak proposo grishon levad, b'chuyiv lasos kein. Koshkinim yochel ekroso bi yeshiva. But you have to do that. But if you hold it and the like, so then note them at letzido v'kore. You can do that l'chatchila. You can do that l'chatchila b'shas atchak. So we have, you can read Kriyashma in any position. Mahalech has the exception of Siv Gimel, which we'll see. It's Hashem tomorrow. I spoke out another exception that I hold. Then Shochev, we had Mamish on your side, but only B'di'evid, the Ramah Paskins. Even though it says Shochev, but it's very limited Shochev. Mamish on your side, we Paskin like the Ramah, is only B'di'evid, if you would have to get dressed. Okay. And a shtickle on your side, even, is only b'shas hadchak. And mamish parkadon is always also. Although the Bir Halacha speaks out in the name of the Prima Godim, u'b'di'evid yotzo. It's not ma'akev, bottom line, it's not ma'akev, you don't have to lean over priyashma. Okay. Siv Beis. Mi sherotza lahachmer lamot chu yoshe, belikrosa ma'umod nikra avaryon. So, this takes us to the machlekes beis hillel beis shammai that we spoke about. And let's see the Mishnah Berurah to explain this. Because one of the questions on the machaber is that it's much worse than nikra avaryon. If you remember the Gemara, there wouldn't be anything wrong with the machaber saying chayav misa. If we're talking about in the morning that he stands up, and his intention is to do like Beis Shammai. Right, that would be Chayav Misa even. But it's not so bad here, we'll see why. Misha wrote, said, Halacha k'beis Hillel, the Sfir l'hudo, the Ksivu v'kumecha, eina kabona ba'amida, k'daz Beis Shammai. We're in the morning Kriyashma. Although, we'll see a very surprising Mishnah Berurah in a few moments. But meanwhile, we're in the morning Kriyashma. So the Mechaber says, you can't stand up, you're an Avaryon. You're doing like Beis Shammai. So really, if you're being machmel like Beis Shammai, you're worse than an avaryon. You're chayav misa. But now the Mishnah Berurah goes on to speak out. Va'afilu amena kavono ba'amidoso lasos kebeis shammai ela la'ora kavono v'kadome. But it's the daytime. Afilu hochi osur. But then we wouldn't call you chayav misa because your intention is not to do like Beis Shammai, but you're an avaryon because Nirik Beis Shammai or Shema. The Gemara has stories where it says Shema Yiru Talmidim V'yikbu Halacha Beis Shammai, and we don't want that to happen either. Then the Mishnah Berurah, surprisingly, but it's from Rav Amram Gon, says Uvein Beyom Bein Balayla, and that's very unclear what's wrong with standing up Balayla. What's wrong with standing up Balayla? The Achronim really a very difficult to understand. Some say, Stam, it it's harder to have kavana when you're standing up. Better off sitting down. So, right? It's only in the day that standing up is a reflection of Beis Shammai. At night, there should be nothing wrong with standing up. The Achronim don't quite understand this, Rav Amram going. Shmuel doesn't explain it. Some suggest that the reason is because it's harder to have kavana when you're standing. It's easier to have kavana when you're sitting down. That's what some suggest. I think, although it's not a reflection of Beis Shammai, but remember we're talking about Nikra Avarium. So we're not talking about really doing like Beis Shammai. Doing like Beis Shammai would have been described in more severe terms. The Achronim suggests that the Mechaber's Lashon is because you're, it's the second case of the Mishnah Berurah, where your intention is to be Ma'or Yer Kavon. But it looks like you're doing like Beis Shammai, so you're only Nikra Avarium. So in that, along those lines, that the Mechaber himself is not talking about the case of the guy that means to do like Beis Shammai. So I would say, just a suggestion to Fanfa, that the point of Beis Hillel is that you could, any time you do, you want to change position, you want to say it's, you bedafka want to stand, or you bedafka want to sit, that's already an avarium. Part of Beis Hillel's shita is kaladam kore kadarko. You want to, so that, even if you're standing up at night, but if you're doing it because you feel it, the real case, I hold, is of Rav Amram, is you're doing it like you feel, you know, Kriya Shema deserves that you should stand up for it. Like Shmona Esrei, you know, you gotta stand up for Kriya Shema. So that's a variant. Chazal said, no! Read Kriya Shema as is. If you stop doing it to be Ma'or Kavana, then it's like the guy that's doing it Ma'or Kavana in the morning, it's also wrong, because it looks like you're doing like Beis Shammai. So the guy doing it at night, even if his intention is to be more kavana, but it looks like he's bedafka standing up for Kriya Shema. So even at night, part of Beis Hillel Shita is kol adam kore kedarko. Kriya Shema does not require a formal physical position. So that's shot perhaps in Rav Amram, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Other Achronim really negate it and say it's perfectly alright to stand up at night. Mishnah Berurah paskens it's not alright. It's Izer of Amram Gon, as the Shaar HaTzion brings down. And you should not stand up for Kriya Shema at night either.
What does standing up
mean? You stand up. You're sitting down and you stand up.
What if you're in a meeting? What if you're doubling in an organized meeting?
Well, we're talking about, you say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Ohev Amo Yisrael. Ma Yisrael. We're not talking about a guy that stands up for the whole Meir.
That's what I meant.
Stand up for Kriya Shema, we're talking about. You're standing up for Kriya Shema, yeah.
But not the whole Meir.
I would assume not. We're talking about getting up for Kriya Shema. That's the... That's what the Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is. If you look carefully at the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Aval bikein ein tzarech bozeh lachzo velikros b'di'eved." Mishnah Berurah says bozeh. Berurah says bozeh. I suspect he means if you don't mean to do like Beis Shammai, it's just the avarion who we have to be afraid. Maybe people will do like Beis Shammai when they see him. That's when you don't have to see it over, but say it over. But if you indeed mean to do like Beis Shammai, which is in the daytime standing up, then I think it's much of the Mishmur, you might have to learn Kriya Shema over again. Ain't Tzarech Bozeh, lots of Likros B'di'evet. Okay.
You have other examples of Beis Shammai.
What?
You have other examples of what you said. You didn't say that this is Bokai Yatra when it's awesome.
In Sukkah, yeah.
Yeah, so what is that kind of thing?
Okay, we have to stop here. Some days we have to be more mitzumtzum at the time. Now I'll see if my ride is supposed to be here exactly 9:10. Whoops.